Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
The title of this episode is Let's Do Some Plato, and that is what we will do. I will read some Platonic statements and their corresponding Bible statements. You know that this has to do with my discovery. I have discovered that there's a relationship between Plato's dialogues and the content of the King James Bible. I have discovered the link between Plato's dialogues and that of between Plato's dialogues and the content of the King James Bible. So, and all that, you know, I have 4 ebooks already on Kindle ebooks, Amazon.com. I'm looking forward to another one there this week, which will make 5 ebooks on the proof of the connection between Plato's dialogues and the content of the King James Bible. Also included in one of the books is one letter that is attributed to Plato, and that is the seventh letter. That is the seventh letter. Okay? The reading in this episode will come from Plato's Symposium. Plato's Symposium. And of course, the Bible statements will come from the King James Bible. So, you know, I've given some of the rules let me just do it, okay? Let me just do it. So let me get started. Number 28 here, the Platonic statement. You know, each numbered item is a set. A set has only one Platonic statement. That same set may have anywhere from 1, 2, 6, or 7 Bible statements. Now, each Platonic statement and its corresponding Bible statement is a piece of evidence. Okay? So what I'm reading in these Platonic statements, along with their King James Bible counterparts, I'm reading evidence. I'm reading the proof of the connection between Plato's dialogues and King James Bible content, and also the proof of that of Plato's seventh letter. Okay, now all of these things follow the same pattern, all of them, but each Platonic statement and its corresponding Bible statement is one piece of evidence. If a set here has 4 Bible statements, that means you have 4 pieces of evidence, one set. Like number 28 I'm reading here, but it only has 1 Bible statement. So let me read it. Here's how it goes. Here's how you do Plato. Plato says, and others at Agathon's supper. The Bible says, there they made him a supper. I pause. I be silent to give myself time to consider both statements to see if if there's any relation, if there's any feature, shared feature between the two statements. See what is alike, opposite, identical, same. Question and answer, commandment and performance, commandment non-conformance. Here we have it. In this particular number 28, Plato features the word supper. The Bible features the word supper, and those two features are the same. Now, the Bible statement, along with that Platonic statement, is one piece of evidence showing, demonstrating, proving the connection between Plato's dialogue here in this particular instance, our reading, is Plato's Symposium, showing the connection between Plato's Symposium and between Plato's Symposium and the content of the King James Bible. I move to set number 29. Let's see, it has several Bible statements, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This set has one Platonic statement, as all of us do, but it has five Bible statements, five corresponding Bible statements. What does that mean? That means in item number 29 here, there are five pieces of evidence. Okay? Now, let me read. Plato says, Phoenix, the son of Philip, told another person who told me of them. The Bible says, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James. I pause, I'm silent, as I examine the two statements in order to answer the question, what do I see that is the same, opposite, question and answer, etc. Okay? And I'm not supposed to say anything until I'm ready to give my analysis and state my conclusion. Okay, I'm ready to speak now. I see that Plato features the son of, and the Bible features the son of, and those two features are identical. Let's go to the second Bible statement in set numbered 29. But in order to do the second Bible statement, I must again read the Platonic statement. Plato says, Phoenix, the son of Philip, told another person who told me of them. The Bible says he told it to his father. Okay. I see that Plato features the word told, and the Bible features the word told are the same. Next Bible statement in set 29. I must read the Platonic statement again. Plato says, Phoenix, the son of Philip, told another person who told me of them. The Bible says, told not I thee? Let me read that again. The Bible says, The Bible says, Balaam answered and said unto Balak. Again here, well, I see that Plato features told, and the Bible features I told not. Now, the way it's written in the Bible is told not I. But the words can be arranged to say, I told not. So, let me give my analysis and state my conclusion. Plato's teachers told, the Bible's teachers I told not. And those two teachers are in opposition. They are in opposition. Now, I could have just said this. Plato's teachers told, and the Bible's teachers told not. And those two teachers are in opposition. There's another Bible statement here in number 29. I must read the Platonic statement again. Philip, Phoenix, the son of Philip, told another person who told me of them. The Bible says, who art thou that judgest another man's servant? Plato features the word another, and the Bible features the word another, and those two features are identical. Now for the fifth statement in set number 29, I must read the Platonic statement one more time. Plato says, Phoenix, the son of Philip, told another person who told me of them. The Bible says, who told thee that thou wast naked? Did you get that? Did you hear the featured things in that reading? Let me read it once more for you. See if you can get it. Plato says, Phoenix, the son of Philip, told another person who told me of them. Plato features who told, the Bible features who told, and those two features are what? They are the same. They are identical. So we see here that a feature can consist of one word. A feature can consist of one word. A feature can consist of two or more words. In other words, a feature can consist of a feature can be a phrase, okay? Because that's what these evidences present. They present words and phrases. Evidence is not about ideas and tenets and things of that sort. The evidence has to do with wording and phrasing. Okay, and comparing the wording and phrases of Plato's dialogues and his seventh letter to the words and phrases of Bible statements. And we see that these features are alike. Plato features this, the Bible features this, and those two features are alike, similar, opposite. In other words, the related features, related in some sense. And when you give your analysis and state your conclusion, you must state the sense in which the phrase or the features, if you will, are related, are connected. As I'm doing, Plato says this, the Bible says this. Take your time to examine the two in order you're searching for features. Okay? And once you determine the features, then you speak and state your analysis and then give your conclusion. The analysis is Plato says this, the Bible says this. That's the analysis. And the conclusion is, and those two features are, whatever the case may be, those two features are those features the same or opposites, or one is in the inversion of the other, or question and answer. Okay? State the analysis, then give your conclusion and move on. All right. Now, Number 30, Plato says, Phoenix, the son of Philip, who told another person, who told me of them. You may say, well, that's the same Platonic statement. It is. But there are other features, though. And that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with features. Okay? Plato says, Phoenix, the son of Philip, who told another person, who told me of them. The Bible says, I am salt of them that ask not for me. Did you hear it in there as I read it? Did you get the feature as I read it? Okay. Plato features the phrase of them. The Bible features the phrase of them. And those two features, it was only one Bible statement in that set. So we move on to number 31. Plato, now notice, I'm dealing with Platonic statements and Bible statements, but I'm saying Plato says rather than the Platonic statement says, okay? In the books, the e-books, you'll see Platonic statement. But when you're reading them, even when you're playing a game with two or more people, you just simply say Plato says. Now, if you just want to say Platonic statement says, then that's fine. King James Bible. You don't have to say King James Bible says. You can just say the Bible says. Also, bear in mind that each Bible statement is referenced in the e-books. You don't hear me reading the references. You don't hear me saying Isaiah chapter 65, verse 1. But you do hear me saying the Bible says. Okay? So, outwardly, I'm not reading the reference. I simply say the Bible says. Because if you're playing a game with someone, all of you can see the reference there. All of you can see Isaiah chapter 65, verse 1, or whatever the reference may be. You can see it there, okay? So you just simply say, the Bible says. And you just simply say, with regard to the Platonic statement, Plato says. Number 31, Plato says, Phoenix. We're still dealing with that statement, aren't we? Plato says, Phoenix, the son of Philip, told another person who told me of them. The Bible says, I am found of them that sought me not. In answer to the question, what do I see? I see that Plato features the phrase of them, and the Bible features the phrase of them. And those two features are the same. You may say you've heard that before. Yes, you heard it in item number 30. But these are different Bible statements. Or either you have two features in one Bible statement. Right? As in this case. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 1, for number 30, and Isaiah 65, verse 1 for number 31. But you have two separate features there, okay? So I did them one at a time. And each one, along with the Platonic statement, is a single piece of evidence. I'm reading evidence. I'm reading the proof of the connection between Plato's dialogues, King James Bible, content. That's what we're doing here. This is educational. This has to do with learning. This is good. And anytime we are learning, we are doing a good thing. And my people really need to learn these things. We don't need to reject these things. we need to learn these things, take them on, and our knowledge is being increased with this information. Number 32, Plato says his narrative was very indistinct, but he said that you knew. The Bible says, and when he heard this, he was very sorrowful. Did you get it? Could you hear it as I read it? Plato features the phrase was very. The Bible features the phrase was very. And those two features are identical. But wait, there are two phrases in that Bible statement. Let me read it again. Plato says his narrative was very indistinct, but he said that you knew. The Bible says, and when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. What do I see? That is the like, opposite, etc. I see that Plato features the phrase was very. The Bible features the phrase was very two times. So Plato features was very. The Bible features was very two times, and those three features are identical. Item number 32. The next Bible statement, I must first read the Platonic statement again first. Plato says his narrative was very indistinct, but he said that you knew. The Bible says in the second Bible statement, but he said, yea, rather. I take time to think and consider the two statements and compare them. I have it, so now I'm ready to speak. Plato features, but he said. The Bible features, but he said. And those two features are the same or identical. Do you see what's going on here? Plato's dialogue and Bible content, King James Bible content, shared features, shared words, and shared features. That's a connection, people. That's a relationship. Those dialogues and King James Bible content. This is hard, solid proof. And it's irrefutable proof. You cannot say these features that I'm saying are the same. You cannot say that they are not the same. You can't say that because it's obvious that they are the same. Even if they are opposites, you can't say that they are not opposite because they are opposite. You know, if it's a question and answer, the features. If it's a question and answer, you can't say that Plato didn't ask the question and the Bible did not give the answer if that's the case. These things are irrefutable. And you cannot gainsay them. They can't be denied because they're written. I'm just pointing these things out. But they're written. You can use your Bible when you were reading by yourself, doing these by yourself, or even a group. You can have your Bible there. All Bible references are in the e-books. All Bible references. If you find a Bible statement in the e-book and you don't see the reference beside it, then I made a mistake. I overlooked something. But every Bible statement in the e-books should have a reference. I know I'm a human being, and human beings can make mistakes. No matter how hard we try, every now and then, a mistake is going to be made, okay? We try to keep them at a minimum. Yeah. These things cannot be gainsaid. They are observable proof. You can see it with your own eyes. You don't need to ask somebody else. Do these things show a connection between Plato's dialogues and King James Bible content? These things show you the connection. They show you the connection in black and white, if you will. They show you the connection. Okay? The shared features. The shared features. Let's move on. Okay, here's the next Bible statement in set number 32. But I must read the Platonic statement first. Plato says his narrative was very indistinct, but he said that you knew. The Bible says answered and said, it is written. I just spoke on that, didn't I? That this proof is written. It's written down. You can see it. It's tangible. Okay. Okay, let me do it again. Plato says his narrative was very indistinct, but he said that you knew. The Bible says, but he answered and said, it is written. Now, I'm pretty sure some of you caught that as I was reading it, because I caught it as I was reading it. Okay. Plato features, he said, I'm sorry, Plato features, but he. The Bible features, but he. And those two features are identical. That cannot be gainsaid. That's obvious. When you're looking at it, it's obvious. Those two features are the same. That cannot be contradicted. Okay? That's what gainsay means. It cannot be contradicted. It cannot be disproved. Anyway, number 33. Plato says his narrative was very indistinct, but he said that you knew. The first Bible statement says that ye, your bodies, a living sacrifice. I think I compare the two, and then I'm ready to speak. Because remember, once you read the Platonic statement and Bible statement, you are to remain quiet. And if you're playing in a group, everyone is to remain quiet until you determine what the features are. Once you have determined the features, then you speak. The person who's doing it, whose time it is. Okay. In this, let me read the two statements again, and then state my analysis and give my conclusion. Plato says his narrative was very indistinct. He said that you knew. The Bible says that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. In answer to the question, what do I see? I see that Plato features the phrase that you. The Bible features the phrase that ye. Y-E. We know that Y-E is the same as you. So Plato features that you. The Bible features that ye. And those two features are what? I say they're the same. Because we know that ye are English, but it still means you. So those two features to me are the same. Now, you may want to say they are similar, okay? That's your prerogative. And if your group accepts that, if you're playing in a group, okay, that's fine. But I go with they are the same because they are the same word. The meaning there, you know, you have ye and you, and both means you. All right? So I say they are the same. Those two features are the same. The second Bible statement, Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, but I must first read the Platonic statement again. Plato says his narrative was very indistinct, but he said that you knew. The Bible says, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow. I'm thinking, I'm analyzing the two statements. Now I'm ready to speak. In answer to the question, what do I see? I see that Plato features, he said, the Bible features, he said, and those two features are the same. Number 34. Plato says his narrative was very indistinct, but he said that you knew. The Bible says, and that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself. I see that Plato features the word knew. No, knew, don't be K-N-E-W. The Bible features the word knew, K-N-E-W, and those two features are the same. Next Bible statement, but I read Plato's statement first. Plato says his narrative was very indistinct, but he said that you knew. The Bible says, but he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes. I see that Plato says, Plato features the two words, the phrase, but he, and the Bible features the phrase, but he, and those two features are identical. I can also say that I see that Plato features the word new, K-N-E-W, Plato features the word new, K-N-E-W, the Bible features the phrase, knew not, and those two features are opposites, knew and knew not, opposites. Number 35, Plato says, and I wish that you would give me an account of them. The Bible says, I wish above all things. Did you get it? Let me read it again. Listen closely. Plato says, and I wish that you would give me an account of them. The Bible says, I wish above all things. I see it, so I'm ready to speak. Plato features the phrase, I wish. The Bible features the phrase, I wish, and those two features are the same. For the second Bible statement, I must read the Platonic statement first. Plato says, and I wish that you would give me an account of them. The second Bible statement says, let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. I see, in answer to the question, what do I see? I see that Plato features wish that, and the Bible features that wish. And those two features, in those two features, one is the inversion of the other. Got that? Plato says, our features, wish that, I wish that you, okay? The Bible features, put to shame that wish me evil. So the features are, wish that, and Plato features, wish that, the Bible features, that wish, and those two features are the same. Even though it's an inversion, they are the same words. Just inverted one to the other. Okay? And I call that the same. But I state that one feature is the inversion of the other, okay, as well. For the next Bible statement, which is the third Bible statement in set number 35, I must read the Platonic statement first. Plato says, "And I wish that you would give me an account of them." The third Bible statement says, "That thou mayest prosper and be in health." You know, I'm thinking, I'm examining, I'm analyzing. Now I am ready to speak. I see, in answer to the question, what do I see? Plato features that you, and the Bible features that thou, and we know that thou is our old English for you. So Plato features that you, the Bible features that thou, and those two features are the same. Okay? Same in meaning. They are the same. Now for the next Bible statement, and this is the fourth Bible statement in set number 35, I return to Plato's statement first. Plato says, "And I wish that you would give me an account of them." The Bible statement says, "And that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business." I see that Plato features that you, the Bible features that ye, and those two features are the same, because ye is you. Okay? Number 36. Plato says, "And I wish that you would give me an account of them." The first Bible statement says, "And as ye would that men should do to you." I see that Plato, in answer to the question, what do I see? Plato features you would, the Bible features ye would, and those two features are the same. For the second Bible statement in 36, I return to the Platonic statement. Plato says, "And I wish that you would give me an account of them." The Bible says, "As many as would not worship the image." I see that Plato features the word "would," and the Bible features the phrase "would not," and those two features are in opposition, or they are opposites. For the next Bible statement in set number 36, I begin with the Platonic statement. Plato says, "And I wish that you would give me an account of them." This Bible statement says, "My glory will I not give to another." I see that Plato features "would give," I'm sorry, Plato features, yeah, "would give." The Bible says, "not give." Those two features are opposites. And for the final Bible statement in item number 36, I return to the Platonic statement. Plato says, "And I wish that you would give me an account of them." The Bible says, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me." I'm ready to state my analysis and give my conclusion. I see, in answer to the question, What do I see? Plato features give me, and the Bible features give me. And those two features are the same. Number 37. Plato says that you would give me an account of them. The Bible says every one of us shall give account of himself. I see. Now let me take the long one first. I see that Plato features give me an account of, the Bible features give account of, and those two features are similar. I could also say Plato features account of, the Bible features account of, and those two features are the same. But where the, okay. The next Bible statement, for the next Bible statement, I return to the Platonic statement. Plato says that you would give me an account of them. The Bible says, for from the least of them even unto the greatest. What do I see? I see that Plato features the phrase of them, and the Bible features the same phrase of them, and those two features are identical. Okay, I don't remember reading all of that statement, so let me start over with that. Plato says that you would give me an account of them. The Bible says, or maybe this is another one, so I will continue. The Bible says, far from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. I see that Plato features of them. The Bible features of them twice. And those three features are identical. Plato, for the last Bible statement in that set, Plato says that you would give me an account of them, and the Bible says, and ye would not hear. I see that Plato features you would, and the Bible features ye would not, and those two features are in opposition. Next, number 38. So what you see here, it's a lot of statements. It's a lot of pieces of evidence. Okay? Even for one complete Platonic statement, it's a lot of Bible references. Okay? You have a lot of evidence, people. A multiplicity of evidence. In just one of the e-books alone, as in this case, in Symposium alone, you have a lot of pieces of evidence. And just imagine the multitude of evidence in the other four e-books that came out before this one. A tremendous amount of evidence showing the connection. That's what these things do. They show the connection between Plato's dialogues and the content of the King James Bible. It's solid, people. The connection is clear. The connection is solid. The connection is reliable. The connection is sure. This is sound knowledge. This is sound understanding. This is true knowledge. The Bible says, solemnly, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, this thing here of the connection between Plato's dialogues and King James Bible content is true. You see it. You know, if you have the e-books, you see it. Okay? You can hear it now as I read them. You see? You can, and point out the features, you can hear the connection. But with the e-books, you can read it, and you have that tangible evidence that, you know, you can show others. You can show your friends, your spouses, your children. You can show your preacher. Get the e-books for your preacher. Get the e-books for your family, for you and your friend, for whosoever. Get the e-books. This is good. You're talking about Bible study, black people. You're talking about Bible study. This is good for Bible study. I mean, hearing about a big fish swallowing a man, what can you do with that? You can't do anything with it. You cannot do anything with that. With this, you are increasing in knowledge. These things help you become a better reader because you are looking for things. I'm telling you what I have found to be so. I share these things with other people, okay? I play the game with others. I do Plato with others, okay? And with this, if you make a mistake, you lose a point if you're playing the game with someone. To make a mistake, you lose a point. It teaches you to pay close attention to what you're reading, close attention to what you're doing. It teaches you to focus. A friend of mine last night beat me in playing the game, in doing Plato. My friend beat me. We started with 5 points, ended. I had 1 point, and my friend had 4 points. My friend beat me. Okay? And that's real. I'm not joking. I didn't let my friend beat me. I just happened to make more mistakes than my friend did. And my friend called me on them, which caused me to forfeit a point each time that happened. It teaches you to pay closer attention. And then with some of these features, you have to really look close. I see, you know, people I play with and deal with, I see them, they'll say, it's nothing in here. It's nothing in these two statements. I say, something is there, you just don't see it. I say, look a little closer. Look a little closer. Yeah, it teaches you to really zoom in, to look, to even to listen as you are reading, because you begin to hear, maybe not all, but you begin to hear many of the features just as you're reading the book and the Bible statement. You hear the feature, you know. This is good. Number one, it's true. Number two, it's good. It edifies. That's the word. This knowledge, this information is edifying. It's edifying. Who will dare say that this is bad knowledge? I've made a great discovery, and you can play this game. And my, you know, the information in my 4 e-books, I'm showing you that it can even be played as a game. When we play, you know, I'll do 2, and then the next person will do 2, and so forth. You know, I've never played with more than one person at a time. So I'll do 2, and the person I'm playing will do 2. And then I come back and do my 2. That person does his or her 2. And the opponent is watching me, you know. That's like I'm watching my opponent, you know, for mistakes and all, because I want to win the game, you see. But the last time I played was last night, and last night I lost. All right. So I'm telling you, this is real. Okay. Number 38, Plato says, who, and I'm about to wrap this up, my time is about out. Plato says, who, if not you, should be the reporter? The Bible says, who, and you probably heard that, who, being in the form of God. I see that Plato features the word who, the pronoun who, and the Bible features the pronoun who. And you don't have to call that pronoun or verb or whatever. I just do that sometimes. Okay? But both feature the term who, and those two features are identical. The next Bible statement in that set, I read Plato's statement again. Plato says, who, if not you, should be the reporter? The Bible says, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods. What do I see? Take my time. I think. And even playing the game, you know, each person, when it's their turn or his or her turn, you know, each one has time to consider the two statements, because that's what the rules call for. After you read the two statements, the Platonic and the Bible statement, then you remain quiet, you study, you examine the two statements in order to answer the question, what do you see that is alike, opposite, inversion, inverted, or whatever the case may be? Question and answer, commandment and conformance, commandment non-conformance, what do you see? That you can say, these two things right here are related. Okay? What do you see? So, what do I see in these two statements? I see that Plato features the phrase, if not. The Bible features the phrase, if not. And those two features are identical. The next Bible statement, but I must read the Platonic statement first. Plato says, the rule says, for you to say, Plato says, the rule says for you to say, the Bible says. And if you start reading without saying the appropriate one, a point is deducted. Okay. Now, Plato says, who, if not you, should be the reporter? The Bible says, and should be converted, and I should heal them. I see that. In order to answer the question, what do I see? I see that Plato says, should be. Plato features, I lost the point there because I made a mistake. I see that Plato features, should be, and the Bible features, should be. And those two features are the same. And the last statement in set number 38, I begin with the Platonic statement. Plato says, who, if not you, should be the reporter? The Bible says, who should be the greatest? I see that Plato features, should be the, and the Bible features, should be the, and those two features are identical. Let me do the next one real quickly. Plato says, who, if not you, should be the reporter? The Bible says, and now shall it be reported to the king. I see that Plato features the word reporter, and the Bible features the word, the word reported. Plato features the word reporter. The Bible features the word reported, and those two words are related. The reporter, you know, reporter and reported, those two terms are related. Plato says, who, if not you, should be the reporter of the words of your friend? The Bible says, and he heard the words of Laman's sons. What do I see in order to answer the question? What do I see? I see that Plato features the words of, and the Bible features the words of, and those two features are the same. For the next Bible statement in number 40, Plato says, who, if not you, should be the reporter of the words of your friend? The Bible says, when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. What do I see? I see that Plato features of your friend. The Bible features of thy friend. We know that thy means your. So Plato features of your friend. The Bible features of thy friend. And those two features are the same. Okay? Now, one would not be wrong if he said or she said Plato features of your friend and the Bible features of thy friend, and those two features are similar. One would not be wrong, okay? But I say, in cases like that, as I did earlier, I say that they are the same because thy is equal to your, and your is equal to thy. Okay, that was a good session, great session. Order the e-books. If you can't get, they're cheap. I mean, I hate to use the word cheap, but they're low priced, okay? They're low priced. Even if you have to get one at a time, this is important information to have because knowledge is your, this knowledge is your defense. People will tell you, no, you know, people who don't have any knowledge ought to matter. No, there's no relationship between Plato's dialogues and King James Bible content. And they haven't even studied the matter. Here you have evidence. This is hard evidence. This is incontrovertible evidence. This evidence cannot be gainsaid. It cannot be contradicted. It cannot be refuted. Because the features tell the story. So, follow me on Twitter. Always make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place, and do get my ebooks. Okay? The knowledge is good. The knowledge is for you. Okay? Get them from Kindle ebooks, Amazon.com. Search Plato/Hart, H-A-R-T. Search Plato/Hart, H-A-R-T. Join me next time and enjoy doing Plato. Do Plato with a friend. Do Plato with family members, spouses. Do Plato. Do Plato. But you must have the books, so get the books and do Plato. Join me next time.